just another night at the park tonight for you now.
Yeah, I mean, kind of seems that way at times, but, you know, I'm just happy that I can continue to stay consistent with the amount of games that we have left. And, you know, we're just trying to play spoiler at this point. And, you know, that was a great, great win for us coming back from last night. And just super happy for these guys. And, you know, I got one more and just try to finish strong.
Are you taking any time at all to kind of reflect on or look at what you're doing compared to every other pitcher in the majors, or what you're doing compared to pitchers in Orioles history right now?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. You know, I'm hearing the buzz around it, but I'm really just trying to keep my bubble really small. And sorry, I. Kowser had a dinosaur mask on. He got me. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Are you taking any time to think about what you're accomplishing compared to other pitchers in Orioles history or just Major League history right now?
Yeah, you know, I'm, you know, just very fortunate to, you know, be amongst those guys, and I haven't really sat down and really thought about it much. My wife probably has the whole list, and we agree that once the season's over, she's going to tell me everything. But until then, just staying focused within my process day to day. And just try to go out there and compete.
Because you're playing the Yankees, and they really need those games, and the crowd's really into it. Did it get you even more amped than usual?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was amazing crowd out there tonight. The fans were unbelievable. They were locked in from the first pitch, and that definitely gives you a little bit more juice than usual. But you know, you got to just try to stay centered when that extra adrenaline comes through. And you know, just very thankful that they were able to show out the way they did, and you know, the last home stand of the year, so very appreciative for them.
Any just your gifts heading Dylan Beaver's way for the catches you made it
since? I owe him something, that's for sure. those plays were, you know, unbelievable, and you know, just him, the work that he's put in since he's come up, and really, really happy for the guy. You know, he's swinging it well, playing really solid defense, great teammate. So, you know, I'm just really happy for him, and, you know, his career is going to be good. He's got a bright future.
Hey, just one more time. Just how much has this year meant to you, to everything you've been through, to get back on track and have the success that you have been having?
And it's, you know, full circle. I actually just saw a memory on my phone of my wife and I hanging out in Airbnb in Norfolk this time last year. So, just the amount of work that I've put in, you know, the pitching department, strength department, that's helped me so much. And, you know, just thankful, you know, the Orioles have helped me turn my career around. And, you know, I can go on and on about how much they've helped me and what this organization means to me. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy that I could be consistent and continue to help this team win games and finish strong, and look forward to a good 2026.
You pitched to Basayo a little bit in the minors, I'm sure. Is you having good time working with him?
He's great. Yeah, we, you know, it just seems like we get more and more in tune with each other each start, and him being 21 years old and just having that knowledge behind the plate and seeing stuff and relaying that info to me, and then Frenchie and Clem, he's unbelievable. So I'm great. Very thankful I get to work with him in the years to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thank you.